live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, Ambord Planala has reaffirmed a Donegal County Council decision to block the demolition of a listed building in Newton Conyngham. A woman who claims she was raped by Paddy Jackson denies following him to his room and engaging in consensual sexual acts with him. A campaigner for the provision of a new community hospital in Lifford says it will be 2021 before any announcement is made on the future of services in the town. And Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly says he's paid a fine to the company which clamped his car last weekend after he removed it with bolt cutters. A very good evening. Those stories to follow in full, much more besides, and later in this bulletin we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly. But first in news, the Taoiseach has called for clarity from the British government on their plans post-Brexit. He wants to know if they intend to remain in the customs union. British Prime Minister Theresa May hasn't ruled it out, despite sources in Downing Street saying they definitely won't stay. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar wants May's government to be more clear on their intentions.
As soon as we have more clarity from London as to how they see the future relationship between the UK and the EU, the better. From our point of view, what we're working on now is making sure that what was agreed back in December is fully reflected in the withdrawal agreement, which is being negotiated now, and as well as that, that there is a transition phase that gives Irish businesses and Irish people time to adapt to any permanent changes.
And Bord Planala has reaffirmed a Donegal County Council decision to block the demolition of a listed building in Newton Conyngham. The HSE had applied for permission to demolish the castle and replace it with a new primary care centre. The Bord Planala inspector recommended the permission be granted, but the board overruled her recommendation, saying it was not satisfied that the loss of the building had been robustly justified or that alternatives had been adequately explored. Local Councillor Paul Canning says he's disappointed but not surprised by the decision.
The wrong decision was made by Donegal County Council at the offset. This is a building that is in the middle of Newton Conyngham. It will be impossible to refurbish, heat or return to a viable prospect. It receives protection under one of those crazy legislations that just don't add up. This is a building that has fire damage, water damage and weather damage. It is unsafe and has become a hangout for antisocial behaviour.
So what are the options here now, Councillor, in your view?
The options will be that the architects will probably try and go back in for planning under different rules, so to speak. But given the fact that the planning has not been granted, could possibly prevent anything ever being done to this building. You know, the heritage department within this country are very good at dictating rules and regulations, but fall way, way short when it comes to financing a restoration package. And as a councillor, along with all of my colleagues, it's frustrating that this type of bureaucratic crap stops the future development within our towns. Money was available, as you know, to build a fantastic state-of-the-art primary care centre with all of the disabled appliances, proper car parking, and our energy-saving gadgets. And it was to replace the existing facility that up at the top of Newton that has certain parking problems and traffic restrictions. So it's disappointing for the village of Newton.
Tens of thousands of child pornography images have been seized by Gardaí over the past 4 days. They were found during 31 searches of premises across the country, mainly in Leinster and Munster. Nobody has been arrested so far, but Gardaí expect to detain people in the coming weeks. Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll says Gardaí are keeping a close eye on this type of crime.
You know, we have guards who, I suppose, this time last year would have been walking the beat on streets around Dublin and elsewhere. And today they are now on a different patrol and they are patrolling the internet, trying to find the evidence of the criminality involved in online child-related offences.
A campaigner for the provision of a new community hospital in Lifford says it will be 2021 before any announcement is made on the future of services in the town. The Friends of Lifford Hospital met with Minister of State and Government Chief Whip Joe McHugh at the weekend to discuss their proposal for a build facility. Speaking on the 9 till noon show this morning, Chairperson John Quinn said the HSE has received their proposals but has not yet considered them in any detail.
There is no decision been made one way or another, and I don't think it will be according to what we've got from him, there'll be a decision made until 2021. But he did give a commitment that he was 100% behind the Lifford project and 100% behind what the Lifford people were trying to do. And he did say that the Minister for Health recognises there is a need for community hospitals. And we felt that, well, we might get somewhere.
But not before 2021, is that the thrust
well,
of
what
it?
Well, what he said was that the proposal that we had sent in to the HSC regarding a new bill, they are aware of it, but they haven't looked at it in detail. But he given a promise and a commitment that they will do that. So we're waiting on him for that to come through. Mm. We asked him, can we have a meeting with the Minister for Health, which the Minister for Health had promised us way back in 2016, the end of 2016, that he would come back to us. So he's going to set that up and invited us up to Dublin too to meet with all the Oireachtas members from Donegal, because we did say that we felt that they weren't all on the same sheet. They weren't all peddling for Donegal, so he gave a commitment to us that he'd try and organise all the TDs of Donegal, plus the Senator, to meet with us in Dublin. He felt that the Dublin venue would be more practical because it'd be all in Dublin at a certain time. Well, they're supposed to be there. So we're hoping that that would take place.
A woman who claims she was raped by Paddy Jackson denies following him to his room and engaging in consensual sexual acts with him. Mr. Jackson and his Ireland and Ulster teammate Stuart Olding deny raping the then 19-year-old at Jackson's home in Belfast in June 2016. From Belfast, our court's correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which contains material of a sensitive nature.
In her direct evidence last week, the woman claimed Paddy Jackson tried to undo her trousers while they shared a completely consensual kiss in his room. She claimed she firmly told him she wasn't interested in going any further and that he raped her when she returned to the room to collect her bag. Jackson's defence barrister Brendan Kelly put his client's version of events to her this afternoon. On her second visit to the room, he suggested she began to consensually kiss him again and that they moved to the bed where she undid his trousers and performed oral sex on him. She denied that account. Mr. Kelly asked why she didn't ask Stuart Olding for help when he walked in at one point, and she said it was obvious what his intention was. Another woman also walked in at one point, and when she was asked why she didn't ask her, she said she didn't know her and was so petrified of being recorded that she just turned away. Earlier, Judge Patricia Smith explained to the jury that Ireland captain Rory Betts was in court last week because he was directed to by senior counsel. Frank Graney at Belfast Crown Court.
The council is being asked to carry out a survey of Tier 2 storm drainage systems in Donegal. The objective of this work would go towards planning and applying for funding to address such issues. In its response, the local authorities say that the pending CFRAMS report may include recommendations for such work by the OPW. The council has also acknowledged that there is a need for drainage improvements in many towns in the county. However, Councillor Patrick McGowan says funding announcements for flooding in other counties demonstrates the government priorities lie elsewhere.
Everything now seems to be on a promise, no matter what it is. National development plans, health, everything will just wait and wait. Big announcements on money, and we are told here where we had over €1 million worth of damage, done in Balbuffet, and quite a lot, hundreds of thousands worth of damage done in Castlefan. There's still ongoing flooding issues in Castlefan, and obviously Lifford would be the same because the River Fan affects all of these towns and the rest of the county, and Inishowen, Donegal Town, Killybegs, all of these towns that substantial damage done, and all we are told is wet and sea farms. And at the same time, the Minister is announcing millions of euros to flood relief work down the south of Ireland. It's just about hard to take, and still promising us, even as far back as October, that the sea farm study, which will identify all of the problems and it will identify the solutions, and then it's up to the Minister to allocate the money. But we're still waiting now in February, waiting on the CFRAMS flood study to be announced, and it's just simply not good enough.
9 minutes past five. We'll be back with more just after this break.
The way we drive is changing. Toyota is leading that change with the world's greatest hybrid range. Powerful, efficient, and with a stronger resale value than diesel, we're making the change even easier. Because now you can upgrade to a Toyota hybrid for free, including the new Yaris and CHR. There's also a trade-in, trade-up bonus of up to €4,500, and APRs from just 2.9%. So make a change for the better today. Toyota. Built for a better world. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply.
Fabric World Maydown Derry Big Winter Sale now on. Quality curtain fabrics from €6, heavy upholstery from €8, 20% off craft and fashion. All stock produced at Fabric World Maydown Derry. Real value for money.
Spoil your Valentine with special offers from Lidl, like beautiful Valentine's bouquets from only €4.99 and our deluxe three-course meal deal, including a bottle of Prosecco, for only €15, as well as cards and gifts at incredible prices. Lidl, more for you. Offers available from the 10th to the 14th of February. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Donegal Town Hardware, massive door and floor sale one day only, Saturday 10th of February. Huge range of doors and floors, including six panel pre-finished oak doors, only €99.95. Six panel Toronto white prime doors, only €79.95. 6mm oak laminate flooring, €5.95 per square yard, including free underlay. 12mm prestige forest oak, €11.95 per square yard, including free underlay. At Donegal Hardware, Donegal Town.
At Irwin Expert Electrical in Letterkenny and Buncrana, you'll find unbeatable prices and choice on everything from built-in and freestanding kitchen appliances to large-screen TVs, sound systems, IT and computing. Also a full range of internet and Wi-Fi equipment, sports watches, small appliances and much more. At Irwin's, we pride ourselves on our customer service. Thank you for choosing Irwin Expert Electrical, McGinn Avenue, Buncrana and Port Road, Letterkenny as your number one home electrical supplier in the Northwest.
A superintendent has told the Disclosures Tribunal he made a mistake in signing off on a letter which wrongly accused Maurice McCabe of making a complaint against a superior. Noel Cunningham was one of a number of senior Gardaí who prepared the letter to the O'Higgins inquiry. Juliet Gash reports from the Disclosures Tribunal.
Counsel for the Gardaí and senior officers drafted a letter outlining their reasons for questioning the motivation of Maurice McCabe at the O'Higgins Commission. But the 20-paragraph letter contained several errors, including that Sergeant McCabe had made a complaint against a senior Garda to force him to hand over a DPP file. But in fact, Sergeant McCabe had made the complaint to his superior, not against him. Superintendent Noel Cunningham said he should have seen the error, but he didn't, explaining that he'd only seen it on his phone rather than in a printed version. Superintendent Cunningham said others should have spotted the error too, but he took responsibility for what he didn't read. However, he said his instructions to counsel were correct and clear at all times. Juliet Gash at the Disclosures Tribunal.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
It's 13 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say a very good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with rugby. Following their dramatic win over France, the Ireland squad are back at work at their base in County Kildare ahead of this coming weekend's clash with Italy. With more from the camp now, let's hear from Oisin Langan.
So a great win over the weekend, but bad news to deal with today as Josh van der Fleer has been ruled out for the rest of the season with a knee ligament injury picked up in Paris. His fellow back row CJ Stander assesses how big a loss he is.
I think massive, you know, he's a tough player, physical player. He always pitches up, not just in games and training, you know, and he lifts the energy of the whole squad. And he's been one of the players that came in as a young fella and impressed all of us, you know. And he's at this level now. He's playing well week in and week out. So it's going to be a big loss, especially in the back row. There is a lot of there's a lot of guys pushing for the jersey there. So yeah, he's going to be missed. And hopefully he gets him sorted quite quick.
Dave Kilcoyne has returned to the squad while Jack O'Donoghue and Barry Daly will train with them this week. However, Andrew Conway will stay with Munster where he's rehabbing an injury. James Cronin has been released back to Munster in the hope of getting game time this weekend. So before looking ahead, the squad are looking back to the win over France on Saturday and what they can take from it. CJ Stander says they need to be better at the breakdown after being slowed down by the French.
Yeah, I think they did well at the breakdown. I think they slowed down the ball as much as they can. I think just it comes down to what we need to do better, you know, just make sure we look after the ball as a ball carrier and the guys protecting the ball as cleaners, make sure you get over the ball. You know, I think we spoke about it half-time, got a bit better. And fairness to them, that we knew they were going to bring that, so they did a good job.
Next up, it's Italy at home this Saturday afternoon with the Irish rugby squad at Carton House, County Kildare. I'm Oisin Langan.
Moving on to soccer, the Republic of Ireland have confirmed two friendly internationals for the autumn. Martin O'Neill's side will face Northern Ireland at the Aviva on Thursday, November 15th. The game comes 4 days ahead of the Republic's final Nations League group game away to Denmark. Before all that, Ireland will travel to Poland for a friendly on September the 11th. In international soccer news, the Republic of Ireland under-17s lost out to Denmark today by 2-0. Two Donegal girls were involved in the action, with Tyler Toland and Amy Boyle Carr both starting in that friendly game. It is the first of two matches they will play on Thursday and the second of the friendly fixtures. Both sides are currently building towards the European Women's Under-17 Championship Elite Stage. Antonio Conte's job could be on the line tonight. Reports claim the Chelsea manager will be sacked if they lose their Premier League match against Watford at Vicarage Road. There is reports that a former Barcelona boss, Luis Enrique, has been set up to take over at Stamford Bridge. Conte said he would like the club to make a public statement of support, but insists he isn't fazed by the uncertainty.
It doesn't affect me, but also because I think that maybe, and I hope, that you are starting to know me well and in this type of situation. But I repeat, in this season, the situation, it has been always the same, no?
Kick-off time tonight at Vicarage Road is at 8 o'clock. The Dubai Duty Free Irish Open is to have a rotating cast of hosts from next year. Rory McIlroy's Rory Foundation has acted as host for the past three editions of the Irish Open and will again at Ballyliffin in July of this year. Starting with Paul McGinley in 2019, the Irish Open will be hosted by Padraig Harrington, Darren Clark, Graham McDowell and McIlroy in a rotation still to be confirmed. On the motorsport front, Declan Boyle will have a different co-driver for 2018. The Letchimer Award driver has confirmed Monaghan man James O'Reilly will be alongside him as they build towards an assault on the Donegal International in June. Brian Boyle, Declan's cousin, has stepped away from rallying due to work and other commitments. O'Reilly sat with Sam Moffat previously, and just like Brian, is a former Donegal International rally winner. Brian won with Declan in 2014, while O'Reilly and Sam Moffat won in 2013. Declan and James will compete in Birr before starting the National Tarmac Championship at the Achill Island-based Mayo Rally in March. Declan has also confirmed that he is exploring the idea of moving to an R5 car later in the year. In Gaelic games, it's been confirmed that the Donegal Ladies will play Westmeath in the league this coming Sunday at St Lomond's GA Centre in Mullingar. The venue was confirmed this afternoon. Throw-in time will be at 2 o'clock and Donegal go into the game off the back of picking up a point against Galway yesterday. In the Ulster schools, a Corn Column Kill in the first of the group games today. There was victory for St Union's College of Letterkenny in Garvahy as they defeated Knock of Belfast by 3-7 to 6 points. Christopher Diver top scored with a goal and two. Max Shorty and Johnny Lamb also got on the score sheet with goals as well. Tom Brady has no plans to retire. The New England Patriots quarterback says the Super Bowl defeat to the Philadelphia Eagles won't alter his intentions to play until his mid-40s. Brady is bidding to become the first man to win 6 Super Bowls. There was triple success for Donegal darts teams at the weekend as the men, women and youths won at the West Coast Challenge in Castlebar and Mayo. The men's defeated Sligo in the final to win an 11th title. In the final of the women's, Donegal were comfortable winners, taking the title 4-1. And in the final of the youths, Donegal beat Roscommon 4-1 to retain their title for the third year in a row. Finally, the Northwest 10K Committee is issuing a final call to charities to make applications to be the beneficiaries for the 22nd Run and Walk. The 2018 edition of the 10K will take place on Sunday, the 6th of May in Letterkenny. The deadline for applications is this coming Friday, the 9th of February, and should be emailed to Anne Condon at the Letterkenny Chamber. That's anne@letterkennychamber.com. Since the Northwest 10K started in 1997, it has raised a grand total of €764,486 for 33 charities in the Northwest. That's it, Catherine. We'll be back with our next sports bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 news.
Thanks, Oisin. We're turning to some news now, and a new free Donegal County Council map alerter service has been launched for households and businesses in the county. Alerts will include weather alerts from Met Éireann, gritting alerts, information on road closures and weekly planning lists, with more Michaela Clark.
Donegal County Council's map alerter service will enable alerts to be sent directly by text message, email, smartphone app notification or Facebook Messenger to individuals and businesses who have signed up for the service. The alerts are location based, so only registered users in the vicinity of the alert or who pass through the alert location on a commuting route will be notified. Additionally, all alerts are mapped and visible to everybody through the mapalerter.com website. The council says initially alerts will focus on the council's gritting programme, Met Éireann weather alerts and the weekly planning list, but this service will develop to include other important messages and warnings.
And Sinn Féin's Gerry Kelly says he's paid a fine to the company which clamped his car last weekend after he removed it with bolt cutters. The North Belfast MLA also paid damages to the firm and says the issue is resolved. Mr. Kelly says he regrets the decision he took in the heat of the moment and claims he won't be doing it again after videos went viral online. He's responded to calls to stand down, saying his future is a matter for Sinn Féin to consider.
To the politicians who have been calling, they are unionist and they are from, the ones I've heard are the DUP from North Belfast. And, you know, that's politics. They get a chance to come at me and they come at me.
Rain in western parts will spread eastwards this evening and early tonight, turning to sleet and snow in eastern parts before clearing overnight. Scattered wintry showers will follow mainly into western and northern parts. Winds will veer northwesterly, with the clearance increasing mostly moderate but fresh to strong in western and northwestern coastal parts. Lowest temperatures of minus 1 to plus 2 degrees, with frost and ice forming. Closing headlines, and the Taoiseach has called for clarity from the British government on their plans post-Brexit. He wants to know if they intend to remain in the customs union. And Bord Pleanála has reaffirmed a Donegal County Council decision to block the demolition of a listed building in Newton Cunningham. The HSE had applied for permission to demolish the castle and replace it with a new primary care centre. And tens of thousands of child pornography images have been seized by Gardaí over the past 4 days. They were found during 31 searches of premises across the country, mainly in Leinster and Munster. That's the main evening news and sport on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 5th of February. The death has taken place at Brindley Manor Nursing Home, Convoy, of Miss Rose O'Donnell, formerly of Letterkenny Road, Convoy. Her remains will repose at Gibson Funeral Home this evening from 6pm to 9pm. Prayers at 8:30. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place at Brentwood Manor Nursing Home, Convoy, of Mrs. Margaret Arthur, Trentemuckle, St. Johnson. Her remains will repose at her daughter Pearl Arthur's residence at Trentaboy, Drumkeen, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock for service at St. Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Taboyne Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Alzheimer's Association Donegal branch, care of Ernie Gibson, Funeral Director, Convoy. The death has taken place of Lizzie Glass, 18 Eden Road, Park, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning to St. Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Anne McHugh, née Tinney, 5 Brook Park, Castle Derg, formerly of Fountain Terrace, Strabham. Anne's remains are reposing at number 8, Fountain Terrace, Strabham. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabham. Interment afterwards in St. Patrick's Churchyard, Castle Derg. The death has occurred at Livert Hospital of James Friel Sr., Tully Vinnie Raphoe, formerly of Bohurl, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at Tullyvinnie. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 to St. Enan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Remelton in St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu if desired, to Liverd Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Kelly Funeral Directors, Oakfield Rafoe, or any family member. Family Time Please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at Dunloe District Hospital of Sheila Ward, Caravan Road, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her home with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Time Please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and also private on the morning of the funeral. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu if desired, to the Dunloe Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin Funeral Directors, Dunloe. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Daniel Gallagher, Craigadose, St. Johnson. His remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Time Please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Liam Riley, Chapel Road, Dunloe. His remains are reposing at Midland's Funeral Home with rosary at 10 o'clock this evening. Viewing tomorrow from 11 a.m. with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, at 1 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Sean McNeillis, Derry's, Glenties. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon, going to St. Connell's Church, Glenties, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the local cemetery. Family Time Please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family Flowers Only Please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Directors, Glenties. The death has taken place of Annette Frances Netta Cole. Funeral leaving her home at Gorchin Leave, Newton Cunningham, tomorrow afternoon at 1:30, going to Monrair Presbyterian Church for service at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining church cemetery. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu if desired to Monrair Presbyterian Church. All inquiries to Adair and Neely Funeral Directors. The house is private, please. The death has taken place of Andy McFarlane, 15 Garden Road, Sion Mills. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family Time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Pat Doyle, St. Peter's Terrace, Chapel Road, Dunloe. His remains will leave Midland's Funeral Home at 5:30 this evening, going to St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, for 6 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with cremation to follow at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, at a later date.